In the second match of the Masters 8, we saw Lance and Diantha battle it out. They're two of the anime's strongest trainers, so it was awesome to see their showdown unfold. Though I had several issues with the battle itself, it was far better than Alon's loss to Leon. The battle featured six Pokemon, with Lance using Dragonite, Gyarados, and Hydreigon, opposite Diantha's Aurorus, Gorgeist, and Gardevoir. The first matchup was between Dragonite and Aurorus. Aurorus reduced Hyper Beam's intensity by activating Light Screen and did major damage with Blizzard, but the barriers were useless against Body Press. Since Light Screen only reduced special damage, Diantha compensated for physical attacks by ordering the Pokemon to use Reflect. Reflect helped against a second Body Press, but Rock Throw failed to overcome Twister. Like a pawn in chess, I interpreted Aurorus' loss to the Windy Blow as a sacrifice so as to ensure later victory. Not only did it weaken Lance's ace, but it also left behind barriers for defense. Thanks to the psychic shields, Gorgeist shrugged off Gyarados' Aqua Tail and had no issue using Trick or Treat. The Ghastly move was a stroke of genius, as its turning of Gyarados into a ghost type made the Pokemon weak to Shadow Sneak. Gyarados fought back with Dragon Pulse, but Light Screen reduced its damage. To finish things up, Gorgeist dodged Ice Fang and landed Phantom Force. Though the attack beat Gyarados, the Titan did major damage before falling. It surprised me that Gyarados lost, as the battle between Ash and Paul suggested that it had replaced Dragonite as Lance's ace. It was also shocking, because Gyarados displayed none of the power it showed against Leon's Charizard. As much as I like seeing Gorgeist get its day in the sun, I wish it didn't happen at Gyarados' expense. Because the rage-filled Pokemon debuted in the anime over 20 years ago, it feels entirely disrespectful that it didn't get at least one win out of the battle. In the next matchup, Gorgeist fought Hydreigon. It used Trick or Treat, but flinched upon being struck by Dark Pulse. Because Gorgeist couldn't move, it then fell to another Dark Pulse. Upon summoning Gardevoir, Diantha instantly induced Mega Evolution. It's great that she did, because Gardevoir used the power-up to stop Tri-Attack with Shadow Ball, disperse Flash Cannon with Psychic, and win with Moonblast. The skirmish was very short, but I thought it redeemed Gardevoir for her lackluster battle with Greninja. My biggest complaint about the skirmish is that the writers completely forgot that she and Diantha could communicate through eye contact. It would have been cool to see them use the gimmick, as it would have majorly differentiated Diantha from her fellow champions. Regardless, the final showdown started after Lance Dynamaxed his Dragonite. To exhaust the dragon's giant upgrade, Mega Gardevoir overcame Max Hailstorm with Moonblast, tanked Max Strike, and blocked Max Wurmwind with Shadow Ball. Dragonite then tried to win with Hyper Beam, but Mega Gardevoir jumped upward, seized on the recharge period, and triumphed with Moonblast. Overall, I thought the battle did a great job of showing why Diantha deserved to be in the Masters 8. She proved herself as a calculated battler who was fully capable of holding her own. Unlike Alon, Lance lost with dignity and pride, showing that the tournament need not be a legacy killer. One of my favorite things about the showdown was that the writers had characters from their respective regions watch the battle. To see Richie, Jimmy, Marina, Vincent, Tierno, Sawyer, Shauna, and Trevor again was insanely cool. That being said, I thought the battle itself was a bit stiff, as there was almost no dodging. Another issue is that I honestly wish it never took place. I would have much rather seen Iris battle Lance, as it would have been cool to see her beat him and become a Dragon Master. On Diantha's end, I think it would have been cool to see her lose to Alon, as that would have made him a champion, just like Ash. On that note, class is adjourned. My name's Professor Silver. Until next time, catch you later.